planted inside the cabin.
Nonsense.
No place to hide there. The important thing was to be able to observe what the object of this man's visit is.
If he comes at all.
Shh. I think our fly is approaching. Seems rather ill at ease. A very frightened sort of burglar, I'd say, Holmes.
No, they must be here. They must be.
Now, my fine fellow.
Oh, my God.
Don't try anything. There are three of us and you have no chance of escape. Who are you and what do you want here? Quickly.
I must sit down, please.
Very well. No tricks, if you will. I am Inspector Hopkins of Scotland Yard, and these two gentlemen are assisting me. I advise you to answer me with the truth, otherwise...
I am innocent!
Of what?
Kerry's death. I know nothing about it.
Your name?
Nelligan. John Hopley Nelligan.
J.H.N. How interesting, Mr. Holmes. What are you doing here?
May I speak in confidence?
Certainly not.
Then why should I tell you?
Because if you don't, it will go very badly with you.
But I'm innocent!
Come along! On your feet!
No, wait! Wait! I'll tell. Yes, I'll tell. Oh, but I hate to think of an old scandal getting a new lease of life.
Get on with it.
Yes, all right. Have you... did you ever hear of the names Dawson and Nelligan?
Yeah. West Country bankers. They failed for £1 million. Nelligan disappeared about 12 years ago.
Yes. He was my father. It was said he stole all the securities and fled, but not true. It was not true.
Then what did happen?
My father believed that if he were given time to realize the securities, every creditor would be paid in full. He had friends in the banking fraternity in Norway. So he set out for there in his yacht, just before the warrant was issued for his arrest.
A common criminal.
He was not. He left my mother and me a list of the securities and swore he would come back with his honor cleared.
And?
He never did. He and the yacht vanished, utterly.
How convenient.
No! There were dreadful storms off the Norwegian coast at that time. So we believed that he and the securities lay at the bottom of the sea.
So, what has all this to do with your being here, eh?
Less than a year ago, I discovered that some of the securities my father had taken with him had reappeared on the London market. I managed to trace the original seller. It was Captain Peter Carey of Woodman's Lee. I thought if I could get proof from Carey how these securities came onto the market, well, it would show that...
That your father had no view to personal profit when he took them.
Yes. I came down here to confront Carey. But before I could do so, he died.
What a pity.
I read at the inquest a description of the cabin. It mentioned the old logbooks of his vessel, so I tried last night and then now to gain access to them.
You mean you broke in?
Well, I thought if I could find the period covered in the logbooks...
You might discover your father's fate.
Yes, but look. Look, the pages dealing with that month have been torn out.
So, you have nothing more to tell us?
No.
And tonight is the only time you've been inside this cabin?
Yes, the only time.
Then how do you account for this notebook with your own initials on it found in this very room?
Oh, Lord, no. I thought I must have lost it at the hotel. Oh, please, you must believe me.
Anything else you have to say, you can say in court, Nelligan.
Oh, please, no.
Well, Mr. Holmes, I can only apologize for dragging you and Dr. Watson down here on such an unnecessary journey. My ploy with the notebook, as I was sure it would, has paid dividends. Yes, it turns out that I have brought this case to a successful conclusion.
I'm only sorry we were unable to be of more assistance.
Oh, in other circumstances, Mr. Holmes, I'm sure that both of you would have been of great help. Of very great help.
Tell me, Watson. Hmm?